Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, Prime Minister interviewed for Harvard Law Review, addresses town hall meeting in Montego Bay, and Everald Warmington sworn in as State Minister. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government remains focused on developing sound economic growth policies aimed at reducing Jamaica's dependence on borrowed funds. In an interview with World Investment News for Harvard Business Review's Special Promotion Section at the Office of the Prime Minister last Wednesday, Mr. Holness says significant focus is being placed on fiscal responsibility with a view to ensuring that Jamaica can transition away from the cycle of borrowing to induce growth.
Jamaica is at that stage where its governance is evolving to incorporate fiscal responsibility as part of the public management framework, because the clear and present dangers of not doing so became visible to us coming out of the recession.
Mr. Holness added that his administration is committed to meeting the remaining targets under its extended fund facility agreement with the International Monetary Fund, IMF. While noting that the IMF's targets were challenging, Mr. Holness contended that meeting them will provide a clear demonstration of the government's commitment to debt reduction and fiscal discipline. Meanwhile, Mr. Holness also noted that his administration will work towards expanding the scope of Jamaica's tourist offerings in untraditional parts of the island.
There is also the south coast of Jamaica, which is pristine and holds great potential for family tourism, family resorts. And then there is, on the eastern end of the island, Portland, which has great potential for boutique exclusive tourism. And then there is Kingston. And the purpose of this government is to open up these possibilities and bring those possibilities to life.
He was speaking in his interview for the Harvard Business Review's Special Promotion Section. During a town hall meeting in Montego Bay, St. James, the Prime Minister appealed to at-risk youth to find alternatives to crime and violence. Mr. Holness said if Jamaica is to see a reduction in serious crimes, then those most likely to get involved in criminal activity must be channeled into productive endeavors which will assist them in achieving their social and economic goals.
I also have to appeal to the conscience of Jamaicans, to that young man in the inner city, to say, yes, I know you feel as if you have no stake in Jamaica, but I want you to understand that you have a Prime Minister that believes in you and will put the programs in place for you to help you to make that change in your life.
Mr. Holness adds that the government continues to implement several programs targeting at-risk youth, including the National Security Ministry's flagship social intervention program, Unite for Change, as well as the Citizen Security and Justice Program. Member of Parliament for St. Catherine Southwestern, Everald Warmington, was last week sworn in as a Minister of State without portfolio in the office of the Prime Minister during a ceremony at King's House. Mr. Warmington, who is to head the Department of Works, has expressed satisfaction at being selected to serve his country in this capacity.
I'm being called upon, you know, I have to step up to the task and do my best for the people of Jamaica. Looking forward to doing a very good job to make the Prime Minister in Jamaica proud of what I will be able to do and what I will do as such.
During the swearing-in ceremony, Mr. Warmington was charged by Prime Minister Andrew Holness to conduct himself with humility, respectfulness, honesty, and integrity as he executes his duties on behalf of the government. Mr. Holness also expressed confidence that Mr. Warmington will excel in his new capacity. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to tune in again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
The concession agreement for the toll rates for the north-south leg of Highway 2000 was signed between NROC and Jamaica North-South Highway Company Limited on June 21, 2012. That was a north-south highway fact.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.